You're late. Keep your excuses to yourself. We don't have time for groveling. I'm sure you're thinking, what does a divorce lawyer want with me? I'm not even married. Silly question. What other use would a woman like me have for a sexy piece of meat like you? Don't look at me like you're some blushing virgin. I've heard about your landscaping services. I have use of them. Business hasn't been great. Bills are piling up and people just aren't getting divorced as quickly as they used to, so I have a plan. And you're part of it. I want you to work for me. I want you to drum up business for me by flirting with all the horny housewives in my neighborhood. Get their husbands jealous. Really sell the idea that you're having an affair. That will cause more than a few unhappy spouses, and then I'll be back in business. And of course, I'll pay you handsomely. Think about it. All those sweet, needy homemakers. Bet a guy like you could think of a few things to do with a woman like that. I'm prepared to pay you the amount on that paper, if you'll help me get back in the black. Good answer. It seems we have a deal.
Oh, hi. Can I help you? I don't remember hiring anyone. But, I guess you're here now, so... You've worked in this neighborhood before? Really? That's so funny. I would have remembered seeing you around, I'm sure. So, which gardening services do you offer exactly? Well, do you plant seeds, water gardens, trim hedges? Oh, really? An expert at bushes, you say? That's just so coincidental, because I've really been in need, in desperate need, of some attention. to my bushes. How about you come inside for a bit and we can go over your prices? Yep, come right this way. You look a little shocked. Isn't this what you were hoping would happen?
Oh, please. Yes, it is. Oh, I'm a bush expert. You have it written across your forehead. And lucky for you, I'm into sluts. And from how hard your cock is, I'd say you don't mind me being so forward. Besides, isn't it more fun to get pushed up against a wall and groped by a hot stranger than being outside toiling away in my yard? So, here's what's gonna happen, stud. I'm going to get down on my knees. Like this. Oh, well, well, well. Isn't this a nice surprise? Fuck. You have such a perfect cock. It's been a long time since I've had the pleasure of wrapping my lips around one this nice. Mm.
like the way my mouth feels wrapped around your cock. I sure do love the way it feels inside my mouth. You have the perfect cock head just to suck on. You taste better than any piece of candy I've ever had. Sucking your cock is making me so fucking wet.
What exactly the hell is going on in here? Honey? What are you doing?
Oh, hey, sweetie. You're home early. What a nice surprise. Why don't you come over and help me? I could use a hand. Or a mouth.
You weren't supposed to fuck my wife. I can hardly hire myself. Useless. And why are you standing there with your mouth open? Your cock is in my wife's mouth. Yeah, that's my wife. And it looks like she's doing a great job sucking you. But, well, you know what they say. The more the merrier. The look on your face is absolutely priceless, you know. Pure, unadulterated shock. Which part is giving you so much trouble? The part where she's married to a woman? Or the part where she's so eager to get her throat fucked?
Oh, you two know each other? Isn't that interesting? Oh, come on. This isn't something strange. Are we really the first bisexual couple you've ever seen who also are poly? Uh-huh. That's right. We are married, but it doesn't mean that we don't like having a cock to play with every once in a while.
He has a really nice cock. No wonder you wanted it in your mouth. Care to share, my darling?
Don't we both suck so good? That's right. Look into my eyes while I lick your cock with my wife.
You know, when you walked into my office this morning, I did have a momentary fantasy of what it might be like to watch you fuck my wife. You know how it is. I'm sure it happens to you, too. You see a sexy woman and instantly imagine yourself buried between her thighs, making her scream. I mean, I'm no different. Except I want to watch my wife on the end of your cock.
Unless he has any objections. I agree. I too want to see myself on the end of your cock. So, What do you say, bush expert? Oh, good. Well, let's move this party upstairs, shall we? Okay, I'm going to get rid of this dress now. I'm sure you won't mind.
You've been staring at my tits since I opened the door.
That's much better. Go ahead. You can touch me if you want.
Kiss me and squeeze my wife's gorgeous tits.
Isn't my wife such a good kisser? It's so hot watching you two together. And you're playing with my titties so perfectly. That's right. Pinch my nipples lightly between your fingers. Good. Tuck on them just a little. They're so sensitive, and that feels so fucking good. Yes.
Give me your hand. You need to feel how wet my wife gets. You know, before she met me, she loved cock. And truthfully, so did I. Why don't you lick my sweet wife's pussy, and I'll show you how much.
You're really good at that and everything, but I'm ready to have your cock inside me now. Get up here and fuck me.
Perfect. And I'll straddle your face so I can watch your cock disappearing into my wife's warm, wet pussy.
Over and over. Aren't you so glad you came home early? Getting to use this hot man as our own personal fuck toy.
He's not a smooth talker, but he's great with his tongue. And has a face made for sitting on. Suck out of your pussy. Lay down on your back and spread your soft, gorgeous thighs for me. Oh, baby. It's leaking out of you already. Don't take your eyes off my wife's cunt while I clean every drop of your seed out. Throat while I lick her pussy. She can keep it warm for you while I make her come again.
To say, I am not mad at it. Mm-mm, not one bit. Don't you think so, sweetheart?
Perfect end to a perfect day. Thanks for the fun, but don't you think it's time you got back to work?